You're listening to a show from the Nostalgia Old Time Radio Station at Podango.com. Also a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Community.
Welcome to the Big Band Serenade, where we go back each week and enjoy the best of the Big Band era.
Welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade. This week we're going to be listening to the music of Hal Kemp, who led the most popular and most musical sweet band of the mid-1930s. With muted trumpets and full clarinet tones, its distinct sound earned it a large and dedicated following. Always the friendly southern gentleman, Kemp was well-liked by everyone and treated his musicians well. Band members often referred to Kemp's band as a fraternity. In 1922, he entered the University of North Carolina. He formed his own jazz group, the Carolina Jazz Orchestra. He also formed a smaller seven-man combo, which featured future stars John Scott Trotter, Saxie Dowell, and Skinny Ennis. In 1927, Kemp turned leadership of the Carolina Club Orchestra over to fellow UNC student Kay Kaiser and formed a professional jazz orchestra of his own, which included Trotter, Dowell, and Ennis. In 1932, Kemp's orchestra settled at the Black Hawk restaurant in Chicago for an extended stay. Kent kept on fiddling with the group's sound, and eventually he emerged with a sweet orchestra. The new sound proved popular with the crowds, and Kemp was ready to take the band back onto the road in 1934. Traveling back to New York, the band captured the ears of audiences everywhere. With its new sound, no other band of that day played as smoothly and as sensuously as did Kemp's. And unlike other sweet orchestras, it also featured very interesting musical arrangements. Now for the story behind Kemp's orchestra. One of the main reasons for the band's success was the arranger John Scott Trotter. The orchestra did not have any featured outstanding musicians, and no one, save Trotter and Kemp, could even read music particularly well. What amazes me is the lengths that they went to try to get this music the way they wanted it. Kemp and Trotter would often hum the parts to the musicians. Trotter was brilliant in working around this limitation. None of the trumpeters could sustain notes and play legitimate tones, so Trotter muted the trumpets and introduced staccato triplets into the charts. This gave the band a unique sound, which Johnny Mercer jokingly referred to as a typewriter. In contrast to the trumpets, the clarinets played simple, sustained notes, often through megaphones. Remember, this was a time before digital enhancement. The musicians would actually place their fingers through holes on the side of the megaphones and play softly, and out would come that rich, round tone. Kemp could sing also, and Ennis was the orchestra's most popular singer. As with most orchestras, there were many other singers who also were part of the orchestra from time to time. The orchestra's heyday ended when Trotter left in 1936. The Kemp band of the late 1930s couldn't make up its mind whether it was going to be a swing band or a sweet band, and its popularity began to slip. When Ennis and Dowell left the band in 1938, the band's unique sound also began slipping. By late 1940, Kemp realized that the band needed to have some changes made, so he decided to revamp the group's sound. Kemp never realized his goal. He was involved in an automobile accident and died several days later after the accident. Well, let's sit back and get comfortable and listen to some of the great music of Hal Kemp and his orchestra. While listening to the music of Hal Kemp, you'll be able to hear the staccato triplets that we talked about, where the trumpets have been muted, which gave Hal Kemp's orchestra that unique sound. Don't forget to take our survey. I'd appreciate it if you would. Now, let's begin our program today with the great music of Hal Kemp and his orchestra.
And now that young man that we've been hearing a lot about lately, Pudd'nhead Jones. Thank you.
Pudd'nhead Jones is fat and funny, dumber than sticks and stones. That is just why the kids all called him Pudd'nhead Jones. Now he couldn't spell Constantinople, why didn't know beans from bones. Pencils and books were never made for Pudd'nhead Jones. Well, the teacher told his mother she would take him right in hand and teach him a thing or two. And like his older brother, he began to understand. He learned everything the teacher knew. All of the kids the teacher carried candy and ice cream cones. Yeah, but who do you think that the teacher married? Pudd'nhead Jones.
Now Hal Kemp again, and I couldn't tell them what to do.
Right down and cried, then both looked over my way to take somebody's side. He's my pal and she's the gal I've longed for. So you see, I couldn't tell him what to do. Now, I'd hate to lose his friendship. A friend is hard to find, and yet I'd be so happy if I could make a mind. I wanted him to part, but couldn't say so. Can't you see, I couldn't tell him what to do. I couldn't say they were just not made. 'Cause if I did, well, you know what I'd be. And yet I wish they were separated, because I know next to him she likes me. And they argued there for hours, and had me in it too. And I got up and left them, what else was there to do? 'Cause he's my pal and she's the gal I've longed for. So you see, I couldn't tell them what to do. Our next number brings us that popular Hal Kemp vocalist, Skinny Ennis. The number is titled, You and Who Else. You and who else are sharing a kiss? The kiss you always used to share with me. Oh, you and who else are under the stars tonight? You and who else are finding new bliss? Forgetting all the bliss that used to be. Oh, you and who else are filled with a strange delight. Here in that nook of our own, I'm sitting alone, watching the moon through a tree. To think that somebody new is sitting with you. Oh, how I wish it were me. You and Duels are learning to care. I seem to hear you whisper, hold me tight. Oh, you and Duels are breaking my heart tonight.
Pennies from Heaven. Thank you.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Our next number brings us that popular Hal Kemp vocalist, Skinny Ennis.
I can't get started.
I've settled revolutions in Spain. The North Pole I have charted, but can't get started with you. Around the golf course I'm under par, and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's been a star. I've got a house and show place, but I get no place with you. You're so supreme, lyrics I write of you scheme, just for the sight of you dream, both day and night of you. And what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Greta Garbo's had me to tea. And yet I'm brokenhearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
Next number brings us that popular Hal Kemp vocalist,
Bob Allen, singing You're So Darn Charming.
Oh,
When the moon is new, I always make a little wish or two. And when I want someone to tell them to, what do? I page Miss Glory. When the stars grow bright and sprinkle all the shadows with their light, to add a little bit of romance to a lovely night, I page Miss Glory. I've never seen a sunset, a rainbow in the sky, that ever could compare with the glory of your eyes. So when we're apart and I begin to feel the teardrops start, and when I get that empty feeling way down in my heart, I page Miss Glory.
Music go round and round.
Thank you. Hal Kemp's band swings along with the song and it sounds like. Turn the volume down, the tuckers go way below, and the saxes steal the show, and it sounds like this. Turn the dial around, hear the tuckers come out, some high, some low. Oh, listen to the jazzmen go. Turn the dial once more, and when you strike the spot, you will hear Kemp play hot, and it sounds like this.
Good night, my love. From the top of your head. Thank you.
From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're beautiful. Yes, and baby, what's more, life is heavenly in your caress. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're wonderful. You're the hit of the show, you're a cameo of loveliness. Oh, what eyes you have, oh, what lips you have, oh, what lovely features. Talk about adorable creature. You have so many thrillables that I'm all out of syllables. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you're marvelous. Glorious, you are simply divine. Top to tip, you're tip-top, but to top it all, you're mine.
Kemp with Love is the Sweetest Thing.
On earth could ever bring such happiness to everything as love's old story. Love is the strangest thing, no song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever heart may desire, whatever fate may send, this is a tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the greatest thing, the oldest and yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love's story to you.
Hal Kemp and his orchestra again. Skinny Ennis is the vocalist in It's Only a Paper Moon.
it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. For without your love, why, it's a honky-tonk parade. And without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
That's our show for today. I hope that you enjoyed, and don't forget to come again next week and bring a friend and tell your friends that this is the only place where you can get the best of the big band era. We'll see you here next week.
Hi, this is Pat Matthews for Humphrey Camardella Productions with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all you Beatles fans. That Beatles collection of yours just won't be complete without the Pop Goes the Beatles Limited Edition Collection. It's the Beatles like you've never heard them before. Not just the music, but never-before-released recording sessions, interviews, concerts, and a host of entertainment that's just not available anywhere else. And because of a special arrangement we've made with our sponsor for our listening audience, you're going to be able to purchase this complete 45-CD set of Pop Goes the Beatles, a regular $197, now only $179, shipping included. Or you can start your collection with Volume 1 for just $69.99. But remember, you must use the promo code POPCAST1 to get these great prices. We don't know how long this offer will continue, so don't miss out. Act today, and here's how you can do it. Call the toll-free number 1-888-9-BEATLE or go to BeatlesNetwork.com and order today.